So with the hotter weather coming in this later part of summer, nobody suffers probably more in the Upper Hunter than our furry friends, dogs in particular, because they can't necessarily say to us, hey, can you go and switch the air conditioning on? How do we know if they are dealing or how well they're dealing with the heat? Well, joining us to have a chat about it is Melissa Starling from the University of Sydney. She's a research associate for the School of Life and Environmental Science. Melissa, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Melissa, are you a dog owner?
Yes, I am. I have three dogs.
Oh, wow. And do they cope with the heat very well?
To varying degrees, which is kind of part of why it's such an interesting topic. But I have an old dog who is very fluffy, got a lot of coat, and he certainly struggles a lot more than my youngest dog, who's very small and has very little coat. So there can be a lot of difference between breeds.
Everyone here is aware of my dog, Sully the Wonder Dog. He's a border collie, and on top of being very furry, he's also predominantly black. That's the worst colour to be in summer, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't help if you're black. It's probably better if you're a lighter colour. But yeah, there's a lot of different factors that come into it. I think body size is probably a big deal as well, and the shape of the body. So really heavy, big dogs, for example, have a lot more trouble cooling than smaller dogs with not as much muscle.
So for the uninitiated, how do dogs deal with heat? Because they don't sweat like you or I, do they?
So dogs can sweat from their paw pads, but that's it. So most of their cooling happens around their mouth from panting. Dogs have got these structures inside their nasal cavities that help them when they're breathing to cool down, because it expands the amount of surface area they've got. It's kind of like when we flush, like having those capillaries close to the surface of the body. So that's how they usually cool themselves. And then when they get really hot, they start to pant, which opens up their mouth to the same process.
So what can we do to help them cool down on the really hot days here in the Upper Hunter?
It's probably best to make sure that they have shade. And if it's really warm, we bring them inside and potentially put the air conditioner on for them. If it's probably already on for us, then it's a good idea to have them inside in the cooler environment. Always make sure they've got access to water. Some dogs like to jump into a little wading pool or something like that to cool themselves down, because that can increase that the evaporative cooling effect. Because even though they don't sweat, they can lose heat.
Right.
So if they've got that evaporative effect around their coat, then that can help. I think it's probably better just to kind of make sure that they're in a nice cool environment to begin with, and that they've got the access to shade and water if they want it.
Sully the Wonder Dog loves to play in a sprinkler. Is that an indication that he's too hot and he's trying to cool down?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of dogs just like to play in water anyway.
Yeah.
And for some dogs, if you put a pool down for them, they'll jump in it no matter what the temperature is, because they just love to be in the water. Retrievers, I'm looking at you. It might not be an indication in itself that they're hot. But if you do have a dog that doesn't get in the water very often, but they do today, then that's a good indicator that they are feeling it. My old boy, we took our dogs down to the river yesterday, and my old dog jumped straight in and walked around in the water, which he doesn't really do.
Oh, there you go.
In the winter time. So that tells us that he's probably feeling it a little bit at the moment.
In your article in The Conversation, you make an excellent point, which is if it's too hot for us, it's more than likely too hot for the dogs. So we should do for them what we would do for ourselves, really.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assumption. I mean, there's always lots of variation. I mean, a dog that is used to working in the heat, for example, like we've got our Kelpies that are working Kelpies that are out in the heat all day, every day, and they're probably a lot more used to it than we are. But then, you know, the people that are out working in the heat every day are also more used to it than those of us that are working at home in the air conditioning. So there's always that acclimation effect to consider as well. But if your dog is living in the same kind of environment as you are for most of the time, then it's probably fair to assume that they're feeling the heat about as much as you are.
Well, as the summer continues to warm up, it is a good idea to keep an eye on our dogs and make sure they've got some water and some shade on those really hot days. Melissa Starling from the University of Sydney, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat today.
My pleasure.